Broadcasting from the Washington, D.C. studios of the National Right to Life Committee, this is Pro-Life Perspective, America's pro-life voice. And now, here's National Right to Life President and Pro-Life Perspective host, Carol Tobias.
I came across a fascinating but oh-so-sad article in the spring 2012 issue of the New Atlantis. It was fascinating because of the depth of information and history about population control and the use of forced abortion and sterilization in such programs. It was sad because of the horror forced upon so many unwilling individuals worldwide. And it was sad because of the United States' involvement in these programs. The article, entitled The Population Control Holocaust, was written by Robert Zubrin, a contributing editor to the New Atlantis. Because of more recent avenues available for sending and receiving information, such as the Internet and Twitter, and thanks to the courageous efforts of some people in China who no longer want to accept their government's edicts, more and more information is coming out, and more attention is being given to China's population control program. Let me share just a little from the beginning of Mr. Zubrin's eye-opening article. There is a single ideological current running through a seemingly disparate collection of noxious modern political and scientific movements, ranging from militarism, imperialism, racism, xenophobia, and radical environmentalism, to socialism, Nazism, and totalitarian communism. This is the ideology of anti-humanism, the belief that the human race is a horde of vermin whose unconstrained aspirations and appetites endanger the natural order, and that tyrannical measures are necessary to constrain humanity. The founding prophet of modern anti-humanism is Thomas Malthus, who lived from 1766 to 1834, who offered a pseudoscientific basis for the idea that human reproduction always outruns available resources. Following this pessimistic and inaccurate assessment of the capacity of human ingenuity to develop new resources, Malthus advocated oppressive policies that led to the starvation of millions in India and Ireland. While Malthus's argument that human population growth invariably leads to famine and poverty is plainly at odds with the historical evidence, which shows global living standards rising with population growth, it nonetheless persisted and even gained strength among intellectuals and political leaders in the 20th and 21st centuries. Its most pernicious manifestation in recent decades has been the doctrine of population control, famously advocated by ecologist Paul Ehrlich, whose best-selling 1968 anti-humanist tract, The Population Bomb, has served as the Bible of neo-Malthusianism. In this book, Ehrlich warned of overpopulation and advocated that the American government adopt stringent population control measures, both domestically and for the third world countries that received American foreign aid. Until the mid-1960s, American population control programs, both at home and abroad, were largely funded and implemented by private organizations such as the Population Council and Planned Parenthood, groups with deep roots in the eugenics movement. While disposing of millions of dollars provided to them by the Rockefeller, Ford, and Milbank foundations, among others, the resources available to support their work were meager in comparison with their vast ambitions. This situation changed radically in the mid-1960s when the U.S. Congress, responding to the agitation of overpopulation ideologues, finally appropriated federal funds to underwrite first domestic and then foreign population control programs. Suddenly, instead of mere millions, there were hundreds of millions and eventually billions of dollars available to fund global campaigns of mass abortion and forced sterilization. The result would be human catastrophe on a worldwide scale. Sterilization programs in this country were set up to target Native American Indians, low-income, predominantly black neighborhoods, and the United States territory of Puerto Rico. We'll pick up here with Mr. Zubrin's eye-opening and sad look at the history of population control, its foundations and origins, and how it's impacted our entire world as a result. In the meantime, we've posted a link to the entire article, as well as additional resources on the inhumane advocacy of population control advocates. Those links are available at prolifeperspective.com.